welcome this third Sunday in Advent. We share the peace of the Lord. Happy that you're here this morning. Join us for Sunday School and Bible class at 9:15. Happy that you're here for this third Sunday in Advent when we light pink candle, the third pink candle, which is the joy candle. John and Jesus who give us joy during this season of Advent. The elder has announcements before we begin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, just a couple of quick announcements. This Wednesday, December the 18th, is going to be our Advent Vespers service at 7:30. Theme is Heart. A thrilling voice is sounding. Also, an hour before, there's a soup and supper. Please come to that at 6:30. Second announcement is this evening, we have an exciting Sunday School Christmas program. It's going to be put on by the children, grades 2 through 8. They're going to be participating. The program itself starts at 7, but parents have your kids there about a half an hour early, and they're still looking for cookies for the reception for anybody interested in donating. Also, the offering envelopes are here. I saw several of you already grabbing them. That's fantastic. If you still need yours, they're on the table out in the narthex. Grab those and save Trinity the cost of getting them to you in the mail. And if you're interested in bringing them back to the church, if you don't use them and you'd like them reassigned, we can organize that as well. The 50 and Over Fellowship Group has a really exciting event coming up on Friday, December the 20th. At 5 p.m., they're going to be driving up to see the Christmas lights on Automobile Alley in downtown OKC. And then last but not least, the LCMSU, the Bible Study Dinners, there's a sign-up sheet for those. There's the college would love to have a meal prepared. The first Bible study coming up in 2020 is going to be on January the 14th, so be on the lookout for that if you're willing to help. Thanks.
During the season of Advent, continue to omit the Gloria. We do not sing the Gloria until Christmas. Let us sing the opening Advent hymn, Lift Up Your Heads, hymn 340. Stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary, hymn 340.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
We chant the intro it from the insert.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice.
I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day. For the number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of their righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So
glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus.
It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For the waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water in the haunt of jackals, where they lie down. The grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there. It shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn to Psalm 146 in the front of your hymnal. We'll chant it responsibly by whole verse.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. Your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. Blessed is he whose hope is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Who executes judgment for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Sojourners, he upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin.
Behold,
The judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia and verse.
St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. When John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. Blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then? What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way for you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please turn to page 191 to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Please be seated for our hymn of the day, 346.
In preparation for Christmas. Kind of like your children look at the packages under the Christmas tree, but they can't open them yet till Christmas Eve. The joy that we have is very, very necessary because we live in a sad, disconsolate world that offers us no true joy at all. And so today, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, let Jesus give you joy. Don't look for joy in the world. Find your joy in Jesus Christ. What is joy? Joy is happiness, delight, blissfulness. Joy is elation when you are thrilled. Joy is gladness and exultation. Joy is wonderment. And the treasured moments of joy that are found in Christ alone. So what is the purpose of Advent for your life? As we do get closer to Christmas, is that you find joy in Christ and not in this world. So let us first consider joy in John the Baptist and his work. Then joy in Jesus the Christ and his work. And that, lastly, joy through blessedness in a faith that remains steadfast. So today, we find joy through John the Baptist and his work. You know John, and you know his connection to Jesus. The very same angel Gabriel who told Zechariah that he and Elizabeth, in their old age, would conceive and bear the forerunner of Christ is the same angel Gabriel who came to Mary and told her in her youth she would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and she would bear the Christ. Zechariah was a priest. Elizabeth was his wife. Mary was related in some way to Elizabeth. And as we considered this past Wednesday and last week, even when they were in the womb and Elizabeth and Mary met, John leapt in the womb in the presence of Jesus. And it is John, now we meet in his adult life, who is the one who baptized Christ, who saw the Father, or heard the Father's voice from heaven, baptized Jesus in the water, and the Spirit came down like a dove. And it's John who tells us during Advent, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." So John now is an adult. He has been in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus said, "What did you see out there in the wilderness?" He certainly was not a reed shaking in the wind. He certainly was not a man dressed in soft clothing. He certainly was not living in the king's house. He was in the wilderness wearing camel's hair and eating grasshoppers and honey. But what he is the prophet and more than a prophet, bold and fearless. His coming is foretold by Isaiah and Malachi, and the prophets and the law. They foretold John is God's messenger to prepare the way for the Messiah. So that's why Advent's all about John, preparing the way. He's preparing the way for us to celebrate his first coming, Jesus' first coming. And he prepares us for Jesus' second coming. And you know, masses of people came to John to be baptized, to repent of their sins, and to be forgiven, and to have a new life. And we need to listen to John. This man is fearless. Jesus said there is no one greater born among men than John. So we ought to listen to John. That's Jesus who spoke about John. The kingdom suffers violence. And when this new Elijah, John, came, he too suffered violence. You know that for his faithfulness, he condemned Herod for taking his brother's wife. John was thrown into prison. He suffered and would be beheaded for Christ. A friend of mine in a sermon said one time that John the Baptist gave his head for the head of the church, Christ. He suffered violence, yet he was the greatest among men. This tells us something. This tells us that listening to God, repentance, and faith is the true source of joy. Not going to find joy in this world. You may have money. You may have a career that you like. You may have good health for a time. All these things can disappear. They can all be taken away, and one day you too, like so many, will die. Your joy is found in Jesus, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes the sin of the world away. So rejoice in John and his faithfulness and his fearlessness. As we proclaim to our generation, joy can only be found through repentance and faith in Christ and receiving the forgiveness of sins. Secondly, then, of course, we find joy in Jesus the Christ in his work. John and the whole scriptures proclaim who Jesus is. If John is the baptizer, Jesus is the Christ. What does that mean? The word Christ is Greek. The word Messiah is Hebrew. And translated, it means the anointed one. When Samuel anointed David to be the king, he poured oil, fragrant, expensive oil, all over David's head. And he was set apart as the new king to replace King Saul. Jesus is anointed in the waters of baptism by the Holy Spirit. And God is saying, this is my royal son of the line of David. This is the anointed one. All the Old Testament prophecies are fulfilled in Jesus, the Christ. Genesis, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, Malachi, Daniel, all these prophecies proclaim that Jesus, going all the way back to Genesis, is the seed of the woman. He is true man, but yet also the Son of God in human flesh, deity and humanity in one person, who has come to crush the head of the serpent in his death upon the cross, fulfill the law for us perfectly, and suffer and die in our place as our substitute. That is what the Christ came to do. He indeed, as he tells John's disciples to go back to John in prison, yes, he indeed is the one who is to come. Going all the way back to 1500 BC when Moses wrote the Pentateuch, all these prophecies for 1500 years of the Christ are fulfilled in Jesus alone. Well, how do we know he is that one? That's how John and his disciples ask Jesus, are you the one or not? Jesus says, hear and see around you, here is the evidence. And by the way, this fulfills Isaiah 35, which is the Old Testament lesson this morning. Here's the evidence that Jesus is the Christ. The blind see. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have good news preached to them. We don't need any more proof than that. And in fact, to ask for more proof is blasphemous. Jesus has given all the proof that we need that he actually is the promised Christ and the Savior of the world. Through his teaching and his miracles, he proves exactly who he is. That's why he says, blessed is the one who is not offended by Jesus. He isn't just a carpenter's son. He is the Son of God in human flesh, the very Messiah, whose miracles show he is the promised one. And the kingdom of heaven is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. When we confess the Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed, we are saying that Jesus is true God, very God of very God, that in the face of Christ, we see and we know God. Thus, the coming of the Lord is at hand. He came in the past, that first time born of Mary in Bethlehem. He is coming to you right now through preaching and teaching and absolution and baptism and Holy Communion. And he will come again in glory on the clouds, the trumpet call of God and the angels to have an everlasting kingdom. And it is through him you have been justified by grace. It is him, he, who paid the ransom payment in his blood. It is Jesus who is the one atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. So there is joy in listening to John the Baptist. There is joy in focusing your life on Jesus the Christ. And thirdly, there is joy by being blessed, by remaining steadfast in the faith. Both Isaiah and James this morning tell us what that means. Joy in the blessedness and being steadfast brings forth gladness and rejoicing and singing as we sing the Advent hymns. We see the glory and the majesty of the Lord our God, yes, in the beautiful moon that we saw last night and all of creation, but more importantly, in the face of Jesus Christ, we can remain steadfast and know the Lord God. The Lord whose made himself clearly known through creation, most importantly, has made himself known through redemption and through Christ incarnate. You can remain steadfast. You can be strong and firm and not be anxious and not be filled with fear because, yes, your God is coming in judgment and vengeance and recompense to punish all the wicked, the goats on the left. All the accounts will be cleared, and God will make all things right as he comes as a judge. And he's right at the door and could come any moment. So therefore, in Jesus, we have joy because we are ready for that day. We will be the sheep on the right who inherit the kingdom of God. We are walking in the way of holiness, Isaiah said. The redeemed walk there. The ransomed walk there with singing, with everlasting joy and gladness. And sorrow and sighing simply flee away. That's what Isaiah said, and James said, my friends, be patient like a farmer. A farmer has to wait for the rain and the fruit of the earth. Like Job, who was patient through all of his suffering, be patient. Establish your hearts in the Word of God. The name of the Lord has been placed upon you in holy baptism. Blessed is the one who remains steadfast. See the purposes of the Lord. He is compassionate and merciful. He told you in absolution that your sins are forgiven this morning. And he feeds you, Jesus does, with his body and blood. Do you need more evidence than that? You won't find it. That is where we know that we can remain steadfast. And we have joy in Christ who comes to us through humble means and gives extraordinary things through water and bread and wine connected to his word. In conclusion, as we approach Christmas with repentant hearts, we admit we are the blind and the lame and the leprous and the deaf and the dead and the poor. But in Jesus' incarnation and birth at Bethlehem, he continues to come to us in word and sacrament. We can rejoice because in the crucified and risen Christ, we can see, we can walk, we are cured, we hear, we are raised to life. We have good news preached to us. So rejoice. Do not fall away from Jesus. Be prepared for the kingdom of the world. You have a joy that the world cannot give. You have joy in John the Baptist and his work. You have joy in Jesus the Christ and his work. And you have joy in the blessedness of remaining steadfast in the true faith. On this third Sunday of Advent, the pink candle, may you leave this place with joy everlasting, and sighing and sorrow flees away, and you have everlasting joy and gladness. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand and chant the offertory on page 192. Ritual friendship pad, pass it to those next to you, tear the sheet off, and place in the basket narthex as you exit. Please be seated for our offering.
church, we stand to pray.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Merciful Father, because of your great love revealed in Christ Jesus, proclaimed by John the Baptist to be the Lamb of God, you have called us into the household of faith and given us a joy that the world cannot give. Give us a special blessing during Advent as we draw closer to Christmas, to walk in the paths of wisdom, faithfulness, and righteousness as your holy angels watch over us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By the example of your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, give us grace to accept patiently the sufferings of this present time in full assurance of the joy that shall be revealed to us. May your healing hand of strength, then, be upon Kermit Seltzer, Karen Ladisaw and Steve Butte, Sandra Oddy, Claire Gorman and Jerry Niehus, Kevin Buller, Ellen Robinson and Eugene Ladisaw, Jill Tauber, Bill Mullen, and all who are in need of healing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, in Christ we know everlasting life. Bless our church, our child care, and our campus ministry, and all the ministries of this church, as we proclaim to our generation Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, the only hope of salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our country in times of distress and difficulty. Grant us peace and concord in our land. Bless those who defend our freedoms, Doug Jupe, Mike Gobble, and Charles Gaither, Ricardo Batanga, Kevin Stevenson, Danny Green, as we thank you for our country, our nation, and our freedoms. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
By your gracious favor, O Lord, you govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your law and the works of your commandments. Be with those this week who celebrate their life in Christ and their birthday and baptism, Allison Suttle, Vanessa Dykus, Tim Anderson, and Lita Gilchrist. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for the marriages in our parish. Grant them patience, peace, joy, and strength in their married life together. John and Lauren Campbell, Joel and Caitlin Bacon, and all married couples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless Pastor Mark and his wife Stephanie Robbie as they serve in Ethiopia. As he serves at the seminary in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, help him to faithfully train pastors and church workers who serve Jesus Christ in the country of Ethiopia. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
Make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.